Morning, saints. Morning. How y'all doing this morning? So glad to be out here. Today y'all look nice and festive and feel like I'm at a college tailgate this morning. I got my blazer hat on, so we just thank God for allowing us to be here this morning. And I'm gonna do the opening sermon. Brother Bland, Deacon Killen is going to do the scripture. Brother Long is going to do the prayer, and Deacon Kelly is going to close us out this morning. We just giving honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Pastor Rogers, and all the other ministers here in New Bethlehem. And it's just another great day to be out here. We're not going to let the clouds stop us. So we are here now. I want y'all to, we're going to get started. I want y'all to help me sing this song. And it's... We're going to sing this song real quick right here. The presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I'm going to let everybody sing together. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord.
I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here.
true past. The past of the faithful and the past of the faithless. And this is what the Lord says in Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But this delight is in the law of the Lord. In this law he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth his fruit in his season. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff that driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I just read great book of Psalms, verses 1 through 6. May God add a blessing to the ears and hearers of the Holy Word.
Just bedridden at home, Lord. Just bless, keep, and direct them. Heal them if it's your will. We just thank you for everyone that's come out this morning to your house of worship. Lord, you know each one of us stand in need of. Pray that you just bless, keep, direct, touch right now. We pray for our pastor, his family. Continue to anoint him and bless and keep him right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for our families. Touch, bless, keep, and direct them right now. Lord, just come give you all the glory, honor, and the praise today. We need you. And there's nothing we can do without you. We come praying that someone come saying, what must I do to be saved to give their lives to you today? As the word go forth. We just love you and we just adore you right now. We pray for all our auxiliaries here at the church. Bless, keep, direct each one of us right now in their own way. These are the blessings we ask for, Son, and God, Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
but just blessing us to be out here in the house of the Lord just one more time. Amen. 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 This morning, our scripture is coming from the book of Luke. And we're going to be looking at chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. That's the book of Luke. Chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. That's the book of Luke. Chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. And it reads, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey. Neither stave, nor strip, neither bread, neither money, neither have a coat of peace. And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide, and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you, when ye go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet, for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Amen. May God add us to the reader, the hearer, the most of all the doers of his holy word. The New Bethlehem Baptist Church mission statement. For those who know it, let's say it all together. The New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church mission is to know all about Jesus Christ and understand fully what he accomplished for us on the cross. We also desire to make these things known in the Bethlehem area and the world. We are a mission-minded, soul-winning church for Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God this morning. We thank God for participation. Right now, we're going to have our choir. After this, we're going to have our announcements. Amen.
July 31st, in the year 2022 of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Pastor Rogers, Reverend McCoy, New Bethany Initiating Ministry, members and visitors, good morning. A thank you card was received from Jessica Van and family, and from Sister Deidre Sims and family. Deepest sympathy to Mr. Zachary Goodwin and family and the homegoing of his aunt, Cynthia Stiles. No home arrangements have been given as of yet. On our prayer list, we have Reverend Willie Foster, Sister Evelyn Ford, Sister Betty Hughes, Brother King Cooper, Sister Jean Johnson, Reverend Edward May, Reverend Lonnie Green, Sister Annie Ellington, Brother Willie Kelly, Sister Mary Williams, Sister Betty Hubbard, Sister Brenda Gooden, Sister Edna Ingram, Sister Annie Irby, Brother John Atkins Jr., Reverend Fletcher Lawson, Brother Alfonso Lewis, Sister Bernice Williams, Brother George Thompson, Brother J.T. Henley, Sister Ella Rogers, Sister Amelia Bruce, Brother Dwayne Smith, Sister Jacqueline Payne, Sister Bertha Williams, Brother Robert Dowdley, Sister Bertha McLean, Sister Edna Quillman, Sister Carolyn Fisher, Sister Classy Evans, Sister Louise Blackman, Sister Donald Mitchell, Sister Louise Broom, Brother Tommy Bland, and Brother Douglas Ward Jr. Announcements. Please note, on next Sunday, we will have one service, and it will be our 10:30 a.m. service. That's next Sunday, we will have one service, which will be at 10:30 a.m. The ushers ministry will meet on tomorrow at 6 p.m. in the sanctuary. Please be reminded that we will have revival this Tuesday through Thursday, August 2nd through 4th at 7 p.m. The guest speaker will be Dr. Greg Oliver, of Mount Canaan Missionary Baptist Church, Shreveport, Louisiana. The last semester before school ended, AB Honor Roll report cards are due by Sunday, August 14th. Please place it in the tray on the door of the secretary's office. We will now have announcements from the seniors ministry and a representative from Karen Men and Karen Women Incorporation, after which you'll be in the hands of the Welcome Ministry.
Good morning, New Bethlehem. The Seniors Ministry and the Welcome Ministry are again partnering together to host the annual Seniors Luncheon. The luncheon is Saturday, August 20th, from 12 noon until 1 o'clock p.m. Due to continued concerns regarding COVID-19 and the other different variants, our desire is to keep everyone safe. So the luncheon will be a drive-through, just like last year. Y'all remember that, right? So we'll have food, treat, and prizes. All we need you to do that day is just show up and pick up. We do ask that you register as soon as possible so that we can have an accurate headcount for our table. Now, this is very important. If you plan to pick up a lunch for someone else, for another senior who can't attend, we ask that you register for them also in advance. We will only give lunches to those on the registration list. Online registration opens today, July 31st, and will end on Sunday, August 14th. If you have any questions or need assistance registering, you may contact our church secretary, Sister Pinky Fan, or Sister Melinda Cover. We look forward to seeing all of you doing our drive-by lunch as we shower you with love and attention on your special day. Thank you, Bethlehem, and be blessed.
Again, I think good morning. I come to you on behalf of Caring Men and Caring Women, our mentoring program. First of all, on behalf of Caring Men and Caring Women, I'd like to thank everyone for coming out on last Wednesday to help us pack 350 bags. We had a lot of food supplies, and just thank God for everyone that came out. On this Saturday, from 10 a.m. to noon, we will be giving out the food supplies. There will be a drive-through, so we'll do the same thing we did last year. We'll come up in between the church and the Family Life Center. So you can line up, start lining up. We had people lining up last year starting at 9 a.m. And we by the time, by 9:30, we had about 50 cars. But we still waited until 10 a.m. So feel free to come line up on next week and put us food supplies. Also, on next Saturday, during that time, we will set up a table to recruit mentors. We have Care Men and Care Women. We have become a part of a federal grant. This is our first grant to be a part of, and it's to rebuild the city of Bethlehem. And with all the crime and everything going on, and we have a mentoring program for the city of Bethlehem, they chose us to be a part of that. So we thank God for that. But we will be recruiting mentors. Looking for Christ-like minded people. I refuse to put anybody on these kids because they already deal with issues. We will be recruiting next Saturday during that same time, 10 a.m. to noon. So if you have 1 to 2 hours to spend time with a young person during the in-school session, please come out, take time to come out. We will be doing background checks as well. So that's a requirement. We do background checks on everyone. Again, thank you. And again, next Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus. At this time, we would like to recognize all of our visitors. So visitors, will you please stand if there are any. Okay, thank you for standing. On behalf of Pastor Rogers and Sister Rogers and the New Bethlehem Baptist Church family, we welcome you to come and worship with us this morning to lift up the name of Jesus. And you are truly welcome. So with time permits, will you please come again? New Bethlehem, let's show our messengers some love. Thank you.
Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise this morning. Worship him this morning. Come on, we can do better than that. How many came to worship him this morning? We're going to worship the Lord with all the giving, amen. We're going to ask that our offices come. We're going to ask the brother to give us a little bit of walking up. Thank you.
opportunity to give.
Did we miss anybody?
Father, we just want to thank you, dear God, for this offering. We pray, dear God, that you continue to bless this church and this church family. We pray that you bless those who gave and have a desire to give and have it. In our powerful name of Jesus, we do pray and thank you.
Amen.
Next, we have a lecture by our choir. And the next voice that you will hear will be that of our Highland Student Pastor, Pastor T. Jefferson Rogers Jr.
It was you that made my Once again. Certainly we owe God praise that we're not able to give Him, but we do our best for the old saying, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise God enough. Certainly God is blessing us, and He continues to bless us. Not that we deserve it, but it's because of who God is. That He's merciful, He's kind, God is caring, He's protective, He empowers us, and He provides for us. Listen, right before we start, I want you to bear in mind that on the first Sundays, of every month, on the first Sundays, we'll have one service, and the purpose for our one service is that we come together as a family to partake of the communion together. The Lord laid that on my heart, that we don't need to be divided, but we need to have one service, and so we'll have one service on every first Sunday. Amen. Let me hear you say first Sunday. Amen. So we'll come together for communion. 10:30. This is week of revival, and I'm thankful that God has brought us to this point. Amen. He has blessed us, and He is blessing us to experience revival. He's going to restore, redirect, re-energize. He's going to do those things for us. This week we have Dr. Greg Oliver from Shreveport, Louisiana. And we're excited. We have prayed already. And we know God, He hears and answers prayer. So we thank God for revival. Amen. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, nightly at 7 o'clock. And make sure you're here with your bells on. And we're postured and ready. Because God loves things done decently and in order. Amen. We know we're going to have a hallelujah good time in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. Thank you, deacons and trustees who have devoted us. Thank you, choir, who sang so melodiously and blessed us with songs. Thank you, musicians, for playing so skillfully and spiritually. Amen. As the Lord has used you to warm our hearts and to turn our minds to Him. Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. If you have it, say amen. If you're still looking for it, say wait. All right. Luke chapter 9. Listen, I'm thankful to have our sister. We evangelized a few weeks ago. She's here with Sister Jones. Amen. And she will be ready to be baptized. She accepted Christ on last week, and we thank God for her presence. Amen. Wave again, baby. She's over by the church building. Amen. Thank you for being here. And then our brother, he was here earlier, who will be baptized also on next Sunday. So we thank God for adding to the body of Christ. Amen. Through our efforts of evangelism. Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor strips, neither bread nor money, neither have two coats apiece. And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide, and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you when ye go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Amen. That's the word of the Lord for the people of God. Look at somebody and say, the master's mission. The master's mission. Come on, yell at somebody if you will and tell them the master's mission. Amen. The master's mission. The master's mission. On the master's mission. Jesus called his disciples to send them out to gather others in unto him. The disciples were ordinary men, men of low degree, broken men, men of low status. They were men of low means, working as fishermen, tax collector, and a revolutionary, and other occupations. Men, Simon, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, James, Thaddeus, Simon, and Judas Iscariot. He chose ordinary men to do extraordinary ministry. He chose men by looking at them, didn't have the appeal as ministers, but they had the authority. He chooses ordinary men, ordinary women, so that he can get the glory out of the outcome of ministry. For Paul in 2 Corinthians says that we have this ministry in earthen vessels, that the excellency will be of God and not of us. In other words, he uses men that cannot brag about the outcome, who cannot claim the outcome, but will have to give God the glory because God is responsible for the outcome. Several things we see in the text that warrants our attention. First of all, Jesus gives his disciples power for the master's mission. Let me hear you say, Jesus gives his disciples power. He gives his disciples power. Power for the master's mission. The disciples moved from spectators to participators. They were observers while accompanying Jesus as he preached and healed. Now Jesus gives his disciples miracle working power and authority to do what he was doing right before their eyes, casting out demons, healing the sick, and proclaiming the message of the kingdom of God. Where God gives mission, he gives power and authority. He gives us power and authority to carry out the mission. Verse 1 says, Jesus called the disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He knew the disciples needed power and authority to handle the satanic opposition and demonic opposition they would encounter on the master's mission. Brothers and sisters, let me pause parenthetically to say to us, some of you can agree with me when I say when setting yourself to serve the master, the devil and Satan and his demons get busy against you. Oh yes, they do. They get busy against you. The work of the kingdom is a threat to the kingdom of Satan. And Satan is not going to just sit back and let us threaten his kingdom without opposing us. So he opposes us. He sends his demons after us to stand against us because we are a threat to his kingdom. When we preach his word, we're a threat. When we pray prayers, we're a threat. When we sing songs, we're a threat. When we serve the Lord in any capacity that the Lord has called us to serve him, we are a threat to the kingdom of Satan. Jesus knew that, so he gave his disciples power and authority over all demons. He gives us power and authority over Satan and demons. Notice what is meant by the words power and authority. Power in the Greek is dunamis. It means power, might, strength, force, ability. It means capability. It refers to the raw power needed to accomplish an act. Power for performing miracles. Yes, you have it. I want you to work that in your spirit. I want you to claim it today. I have dunamis power. I have dunamis power. I have power to act for God. I have power to perform miracles. I have power. Let me hear you say that again. Come on. I have power. Not only did he give them power, but he gave them authority. Ekousios in the Greek, it refers to capability. It refers to might, power, ability. So also, but when used with dunamis, it is emphasizing authority, absolute power, warrant the power exercised by rulers and others in high positions by virtue of their office, ruling power. Official power. That I have authority from God, permission from God to go out and preach his word and expect results. Hallelujah. That when I go, I'm not going in vain. When I go, my mind is not conquered. When I go, my heart is not at dismay, because I have power and authority. When he sends us, we are to expect results. That's why when we went the other week, we had five to get saved, because God has given us power and authority. So he gives his disciples power for the master's mission. But not only does he give his disciples power, Jesus gives the message to preach for the master's mission. In other words, you're not going making up something. You're not going according to your own opinion and to your own understanding of the word. The Lord Jesus Christ gives us what to say. He gives us the message for the master's mission. Notice verse 2. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. He sent them out to proclaim, to say aloud, to speak with the audible voice, to magnify, to lift a voice, to be heard. He gave them the message of the kingdom of God. Preach the kingdom of God. They were given the message, the caruso. They were commanded to announce, to make known by Herod, to proclaim, to preach. But they weren't just commissioned as orators. They were commissioned to proclaim the kingdom of God. The content of the message was the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the realm over which God reigns as king. In other words, the disciples were to proclaim Jesus Christ is king. He's Lord. He's supreme ruler. And he's sovereign. He's in absolute control. He is God. He's sovereign. That's what we are to proclaim. Simple message with supernatural results. Jesus Christ is Lord. And if you're going to be saved, you have to adhere, succumb to his lordship. He's Lord. He's supreme ruler. He's sovereign. Listen, when you believe that he's ruler, he's sovereign Lord, he's Christ the King, then you respond to him in that particular way. See, you can tell people who don't believe that he's ruler, he's Lord, he's sovereign. How can you tell? Well, you can tell because they have not given him charge, rule of their life. They're still doing what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it, where they want to do it, with who they want to do it with. But when he is ruler, then you have to check in with him before you do anything. I said a few weeks ago, you have to ask before you act. When he's in charge, you go to him as king of your life. Listen, when you go out, when he sends you out, it's the same way. You have to go to him and say, Lord, what is it you want me to say? What is it that you want me to do? Where is it you want me to go? He's the Lord. He sent them out with the message of the kingdom. John the Baptist preached the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Jesus preached the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. The disciples were to proclaim the same message. That the king is at hand. He's near. And you can't have kingdom without king. They were announcing the coming of Jesus Christ. That the king is here. And listen, when we come together, he says, wherever two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst. The king is here. Somebody here ought to thank God for that, that the king is here, that we are not out here alone, but the king is here because we are gathered in his name. Somebody here ought to thank God for the king being present at this place. He is here. And being that he's here, people can get saved. Being that he's here, people can get healed. Being that he's here, people can get delivered. He's here. So the disciples, they were to preach the kingdom of God. Preachers today are pressured to preach sermons on just about every topic or subject but the kingdom of God. Listen, the gospel is needed. It's needed within the context of our day. But we have to understand that when we preach it, we have to proclaim the same message that Jesus proclaimed, John proclaimed, that the disciples proclaimed, if we are expecting the results. We can't dilute it. Preach some of it and leave bits and pieces of it. We can't preach our favorite topics and subjects, but we must preach the whole of it. A message of good news, a message of Jesus Christ, a message about the coming of the king to save his people and set them free. Listen, the message of the gospel is not only a message of salvation, but it's a message of healing. Because as they preached, people were being healed. They were being healed. They were being set free. So he gives us the message Jesus gives his disciples, power for the master mission. He gives the disciples message for the master's mission. But here's the last thing. Jesus gives his disciples the right perspective for the master's mission. Verse 3. Jesus said, take nothing for your journey. No staff for self-defense, no bag to receive alms, or carry their possessions, no extra tunic. He says, take nothing. Take nothing. Why did Jesus tell his disciples to take nothing? Jesus' instructions to his disciples are curious. When I travel, I pack a bag with extra clothes, put in an overnight kit. I even take something to eat and to drink, and sometimes I'll stop by the ATM to get some extra money. But here it is. Jesus tells his disciples to take nothing. This goes against everything we've been taught about traveling to strange places, dealing with strange people. Jesus told his disciples to take nothing. He wanted his disciples to travel light and live in complete dependence on God. Totally committed to their mission, not tied down with worldly concerns. Go forth in the simplest, humblest manner with no hindrance to your movement and in perfect faith. Sometimes what we have will get in the way of what he called us to do. And he has to get us to a point where we go in the simplest manner, simplest form. He says, take nothing. Now, when you study Paul and Paul's method, he didn't follow these rules, but Jesus gives them for a purpose. It's a training purpose. Take nothing. He wants his disciples to learn how to trust him to provide for them. This is one of the most important lessons we can learn as disciples of Christ, that God will provide. Ought to have a witness here. Somebody here who have tried him for yourself, know without a shadow of a doubt that God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Bible says that if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all of these things will be given unto us. He says we ought to trust him, that I don't have to make my own way. I don't have to try to do it on my own and by my own resources. He will make a way when there's no way. He'll provide for us if we trust him. Yes, he will. He gives us perspective. He gives us preaching. He gives us power. But then he tells us, whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave. Luke abbreviates Matthew's fuller explanation of this particular command of God. The disciples are not to keep moving from one house to another in hopes of finding more comfortable lodging and better food. They were to be content with the accommodations in the first house that they came into, and then they were to get on with the mission of preaching and teaching and healing. Being content with God's provision is difficult sometimes. It is hard to be content with a little when you know that there can be more. But he stops us from making ministry about our comfort, creature comforts. That ministry is not about cruises and cottages and cash. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. But ministry is about the call of God and being commissioned to herald his word. It's not about men and money and mansions and Mercedes. It's about the Lord's call. And he tells us to be settled, to be steady, to be committed to lodging, that when we are sustained in lodging, that even though there are better conditions somewhere else, you have to stay where God orders you. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. He says, stay. Being content is hard. It's difficult. It's hard When you have little and there's much somewhere else. It's hard when you're limited and no housing. But even though you know that some have more and better conditions, you are to stay where the Lord plants you. He says that the Lord will make a way. He'll bless us with what we need. He'll put people in our path who will do what needed. God knows how to do that because he specializes in making a way. Somebody here didn't have what you needed, but some way, somehow, God stepped in and made a way. Somebody in out here was low can get, but God stepped in and made a way. Somebody here didn't have two nickels to rub together, let alone enough money to pay your bills, but God stepped in and made a way. Somebody here didn't have money for their prescription, but God stepped in and made a way. You didn't have money for your house note, but God made a way. Do I have anybody here that knows without a shadow of a doubt that God will make a way? He'll make a way because he has made a way for me. He'll make a way. Yes, he will. He gives us provision. He gives us exactly what I need. Listen, he'll never give mission. He'll never give vision without provision. Trust him. Listen, as we continue to go, we go with his power. We go proclaiming his message. We go with the right perspective. And God will continue to add to us, add to his kingdom as we do the master's will. Listen, everyone, to your feet. The doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. If you're here today and you're not saved, you can be saved today by simply believing in your heart, confessing the Lord Jesus with your mouth. And the Bible says, you're saved. Secondly, if you're here, need of a church home, you don't have a church home, you're saved, but you're without a church home, come, we can receive you. Thirdly, if you're here and you're backslidden, come on, let the Lord restore you. Come on, the doors of the Lord's house stands at you. Come on. Before it's eternally too late, come give the Lord your life. Now the blood is running warm in your veins. Don't put off today for tomorrow. You know where you are. You know exactly what your relationship is, your fellowship is. If you have it or not, you know. If you need it, come. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord of your life. Come on, the choir is going to minister. Come on, bless your baby. Come on, is there another? Glory to his name. Come on, bless the Lord, here's another. Come on, the Lord, come on.
I worship you, Jesus.
Come on, the door.
You are my everything.
Come on, the Lord is calling you.
I worship you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Come on, he'll save your soul. He'll make you whole. Come on.
Please save my soul, Jesus, because you are my everything.
Hallelujah.
Please save my soul, Jesus.
Come on.
I worship you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus, because you are my everything.
the doors, the doors.
Please save my Lord Jesus. Please save my Lord Jesus.
You're doing it. Come on, bless his name today. Come on, bless his name today.
I'll praise your name, Jesus, because you are my everything.
Accepted Christ while we were out on missions. So you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And you want to be publicly identified with him through baptism. Amen. Amen. Kawana. Kyla. Amen. Look, Kyla, you want to be saved. Amen. That means that you want to believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is Lord, he's Savior. Do you believe Jesus is Christ?
Yes.
Do you believe he died on the cross of Calvary for your sin?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Will you say, Lord, I believe you?
Lord, I believe you. Come into my heart and be my Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We were baptized, both of them, Sunday at 10:30. Amen. 10:30. And we have one more. Amen. All hearts and minds clear. Listen, food won't be ready until 11. Amen. So you have about 10-15 minutes. So fellowship, walk around and talk and all of that. Fellowship one with another. Don't leave now. It'll be a sin to leave. It'll be a sin to leave. Amen. It'll be a sin to leave. So stay under your tents, fellowship, walk around, talk to others. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the food that has been prepared. We pray that it nourish our bodies. Give us strength that we give it in your service. Lord, we thank you for everything that has transpired here today. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. We trust you, Lord, to take us from this place after our fellowship is over. Thank you for holding back the rain. Lord, Elijah prayed and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. And Lord, I came and prayed and others prayed, Lord, that you hold back the rain and you answered our prayer. And we thank you. We give you praise and glory. Lord, we pray now that as you send us from this place, that you give us traveling grace and arriving mercy. In Jesus' name, and every heart say amen. Amen. Don't you leave now. It's a sin to leave. Amen. Wait for the food 10-15 minutes, and then we'll be ready.